Thank you for calling customer support. This is Rachel, and I am a supervisor. How can I help you, please?
Good evening.
Yes, my name is George Schneider. I was calling to dispute on my chicken account, on my debit card. I was billed for $67, and my bank disputed it. And just yesterday, y'all have taken money back out of my account because I guess someone with the dispute didn't work right or something. But I'm calling here personally that I did not order any type of cosmetic stuff from y'all's company.
We didn't even know y'all existed till today.
Yeah.
Okay, so that I can best assist, sir, need to get information pulled up. You said that your first and last name is George Schneider. If you'd also please provide your zip code.
70435.
Okay, and thank you for that information. It'll take a moment here. Have information that is coming up. Okay, that's lovely that it did that. Okay. All right, sir, if you bear me with me a moment here.
Yes, ma'am.
Have to pull it up page by page. All right. Okay, let's see. Now, for security purposes, please verify your address.
74251 River Road, Covington, Louisiana, 70435.
All right, thank you. And please verify your email address.
George Schneider, 27@gmail.com.
Thank you, sir. And please verify your phone number.
985-351-6382.
Okay, thank you for that information. And let's see. All right, sir, I've gotten an account located that does show your name, address, email, and phone number. And it shows a canceled, it is already a canceled account. It shows for the discount shopping membership that came, that started with the gadget offer. It shows for the smartwatch, but it does show it's been canceled. Looks like that a refund fall. Was issued. Let's see. What date is that? Let's see. Okay, it shows that the account was canceled due to chargeback, and you were issued a refund of $67.32, and that was on October 18th?
Correct. And just recently, yesterday, y'all's company has taken $67 out of my account again yesterday, and that's why I'm trying to call y'all to see what we can do about that, because it's got me a little pretty good upset.
Okay, sir, this has been a locked account since the chargeback notification. Yeah, this was a locked account, has been a locked account since October the 18th. There's not been any further charges here. A refund was issued. So it's not possible to bill in this account again?
There's money taken out my account. I'm very unhappy.
He went to the bank, and this is the information that they gave us when he took the money out.
I understand, ma'am. The number may have come from the bank, but we may not be the correct call center.
Yeah.
What's the date, sir?
Okay, so who would I need to call then?
We may not have a phone number for you here, but what is the date that it shows for the charge that you said that you've been billed?
Yesterday.
So you were charged December the 15th?
Yes, ma'am.
For what amount, sir?
$67.00.
Okay.
Pull it up, right?
Okay, now the only thing that I can do, this is a recorded line, but the account that I accessed,
the account
that I accessed for you, which is a canceled account since October 18th, also it was locked to prevent any further billing and charges. It shows it was canceled due to dispute and refund was issued. There have not been any further charges in this account, and it's not possible for any other billing. I can.
Okay. He just pulled it up on his phone from the bank account that from his bank of a card charge back of $67.32. It's REPRESENTMENT. And it was yesterday that it was done.
Okay, now I'm not sure about the code that you're providing to me. Did you dispute another charge?
This was the only one that he's had to dispute.
Okay. All right. The reason that I'm asking is because there's not a new charge in this account. I can try using some of the digits for the card that was billed to see if it will pull up a second account in case there's a second one, but this is the only thing that I pulled up.
I tell you what, I'm very unhappy because it left me a dollar in my checking account.
You're actually negative a dollar, dear.
Oh, negative a dollar in my checking account. So yes, ma'am, I'm ticked, and I know it's not your fault, but I just want my money back.
Yes, sir. But the only thing that I can do is try to search to see if there's a second account. Sometimes with orders or requests like these, people will make multiple orders. So
not me.
I put. Well, maybe you did not, but just to clear up what I'm able to do on my end.
Okay.
Or sometimes people will make orders under different emails. But I can try searching with the first six digits and the last four of whatever card was billed.
Okay.
The first four digits, if I think correct, it was 4900. The last four is 2529.
Okay. Thank you, ma'am. It would be the first six, so I need two more digits.
Well, that's the problem is I can't quite recall the whole one for the one card that he did use.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
Because he even went into his bank and got a new card and everything.
Mm-hmm.
And that's why.
That's not those numbers.
No.
Not
the 4467 might be.
No.
Where they just changed these numbers. I don't know for sure. But
no.
I don't remember the last two numbers on it.
Okay. All right.
First part.
Because I went to my bank and got my account changed, my debit card changed because of that. Because
mm-hmm.
money was taken out of my account without my permission.
Mm-hmm.
I'm getting to where I hate the internet.
Okay,
I mean,
well,
she's trying to. Just take a deep breath. We understand. Take a deep breath.
All
right, Boober's loose, so be careful.
Okay, if you don't have the other two digits for those first six, I can just try searching.
Give me just one moment. I'm trying to find, I know I had it in my phone. I'm looking real fast to see if I can find it again.
Okay.
But as of the moment, I'm not. Come on now. Come on, what was the last one? It was numbers, man. I used to have it memorized.
Okay.
Come on. I think I changed them all.
Okay, you changed them all.
I think so, because okay. I'm going back, because I pay the bills off my phone.
Okay.
So, you know, that you generally have something, you know, that saved, and I'm trying to find it. And so far, the only ones that's showing up is... the new cars.
Okay, that's not a problem. The only thing that I can do is use those last four digits of 2529 and search with that, and it'll pull up all records that for customers who have those last four digits.
Okay.
And there is not a charge under your name there for December 15th or December 14th. Any,
yeah, it was the 15th that is shown on the sink.
Right, but we don't have a second a charge or a second account, ma'am. You'll just have to follow back up with the bank and tell them that you followed up with the merchant that had the original charge there, and we confirmed that it did show a charge back. It had been placed in October, and a refund had been issued, but they said that there are no more charges and said that we need to follow back up, and they'll have to provide you with another customer service number.
All righty, hon. Well, I thank you.
You're welcome, ma'am. Thank you for calling customer support.
You too, hon. God bless you.
You do the same. Bye-bye.
Shut up.